Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic with a BelowTopSecret.com podcast. About in response to how much is the doggy, about a comedy of politically correct errors. Nice title. I like a lot of comedians. Some of my favorites are, you know, I watch The Daily Show every night. I never miss it. I also love The Office. The way Ricky Gervais in that show thinks of himself is just in itself comical. And Carlos Mencia is also one of my very favorites. As you say, take the piss out of everybody or whatever you said. He makes fun of everyone and to an extreme. And I just love that about him. I really think political correctness has no place in comedy. If the audience doesn't want to hear it, I think they could just turn it off. You know, I love some really harsh comedy, and you know what I don't like or what I'm offended by, I just don't listen to. And I think everybody should have fun and enjoy it. It's comedy. And I'm not a big fan of political correctness in general. Like this whole Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays thing. You know, I don't care who says what. If you want to say Merry Christmas, say Merry Christmas. If you want to say Happy Holidays, say Happy Holidays. It doesn't really have anything to do with political correctness. The problem comes when one group or the other tries to get the other group to say what they think is correct. If we could just stop trying to get other people to do what we think is right and just let the people say whatever they want to say and celebrate the holiday and have a good time. Anyway, some of my other favorite just comedians are Jake Johansson, Ellen DeGeneres, Janine Garofalo, and I love Phyllis Diller. I love Rita Rudner. And one of my favorites was Mitch Hedberg, who died this year, which is very sad because my husband and I both really loved him. One of his jokes was, I bought a donut, and they gave me a receipt for the donut. I don't need a receipt for a donut. I give you money, you give me the donut. End of transaction. We don't need to bring ink and paper into this. I can't imagine a scenario where I would have to prove that I bought a donut to some skeptical friend. Don't even act like I didn't buy a donut. I've got the documentation right here. It's in my file at home under D. So he wasn't politically correct or anything, but or incorrect for that matter. He was just really good, and his delivery was great, and I will miss him a lot. Some of the movies I like anything with Jay and Silent Bob in it. They are just so harsh and so crude that they just put it all out there, Jay especially. And I love him. I don't know if any of you have seen the Australian movie The Castle, but it is one of my favorite movies. It's funny, but it's that feel-good funny. You know, it's a funny movie, but it feels good, too. I love that movie, and I love My Cousin Vinny and Mystery Men, that style of comedy that's just kind of light and goofy and sometimes extreme. There aren't many comedians that offend me. I don't think I'm really offended by any comedian. I can just turn the channel. But one who comes to mind is Andrew Dice Clay. I never listened to him for more than the time it took me to hear what he was saying. I would just turn it because I don't find him funny. You know, I just find him rude. So, you know, and I don't care that he's out there doing his thing, but I just don't think it's very good. And even Richard Pryor, I never got into him much because of his narrow subject matter and his use of the N-word, which after so many times, I just get kind of sick of it. And it's just like the F-word. If you use it too much, it just doesn't have the impact that, you know, it could if used in choice moments. Okay. I enjoyed your podcast. I have no idea what movie you're talking about. Give me some more hints. Thanks for listening.